One FM Talk.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
And this parade just keeps going on and on. Man, oh man. John Potter broadcasting live 4th of July party, big time, at Fernley, which is also celebrating its 25th anniversary as a small city. But this is the 250th birthday of liberty for the United States of America. But as for Fernley, they invite you here. Certainly a fun-filled day. It's a bit noisy. I don't know if you noticed. We just had the pancake breakfast parade going on now. Flag-raising ceremony coming up. A car show. All the classic cars that have been in the parade looking shiny and new. There has to be over 75 of them. They're all going to be parked at the park after the parade. So it's a real car show there. Live music, craft vendors, good classic outside favorites. Cheer on Guns or Hoses. Sheriffs versus firefighters. Greased pig contest. This is all free. Join in on the horseshoe tournaments for kids diving for dollars. This Fernley 4th of July fireworks show is one of the biggest in the state. There's a dry RV and camping area that's available to you. I went right through that fireworks show. It deserves a lot more talk because it is said to be one of the biggest fireworks shows in the entire state, bigger than some of the Southern Nevada ones. And anyway, it'd be great to see you here with us. Bring the whole family because every event here is really tailored for kids. But I see a lot of adults having an outstanding time here. So anyway, I was like, unfortunately, comparing this 250th to our bicentennial because, you know, I was alive then and you can't help but make comparisons to what things were. And during the news, I thought up other things. You know, I brought up the fact that all the soft drink cans, they were special, you know, bicentennial, all had, you know, some American heroes on the cans, and 7-Up did all 50 states, and you'd collect the 50 cans and everything. But I remember the Big Boy restaurant at Plummet, Virginia, and the Sambo's restaurant across the street from there. They both have these red, white, and blue drink glasses. Coca-Cola had bicentennial decanters and trays. Cereal boxes went into the bicentennial big time. Everybody's getting sprayed as I talk here, folks. That's the squealing. Even Mad Magazine, would you believe Mad Magazine had a bicentennial issue? There were denim jackets, I remember, stamped with 1776-1976 on the back. And the bicentennial even had official logos. They have the angular red, white, and blue 76. And I remember the red, white, and blue rounded star, and around it read the American Revolution Bicentennial, 1776 to 1976. Everything was a reminder of how great America is. It was a national jubilation, and we were thrilled. I mean, it was 200 years, right? And this 250th year celebration, I was for a couple of weeks saying, ouch, you know, I was in the supermarket yesterday and I didn't see anything labeled as a, you know, super quarter millennial theme at all. And a friend of mine thinks it's because the companies, you know, Coke, Pepsi, Budweiser, they thought it wouldn't sell. And if that's true, that's extremely sad. But that patriotism is here in Fernley. Let's run through some of the events that haven't happened yet, and there's a long list which I keep losing. Coming up today at Out of Town Park, we have food trucks, and that's where the grease pig contest is going to be, including the badges and the hoses. Games, free kid zone, live music. Now the live music goes till midnight. There's going to be dancing in the park with the live band. I mentioned the dry camping. We have a paid kid zone. ATM is going to be there too. Battle of the Bands, by the way, somebody was asking about that. The Battle of the Bands is going to be coming back in 2027, next year. I guess that was a huge event here. Masonic Lodge Breakfast, we have that this morning. Main Street Parade is going on now. And then the Show and Shine in the park with the cars and several activities in out-of-town park, too. I'm sure I missed some. Really? Is there a kitchen sink in here? I don't know. Anyway, happy 250th, America. And if you come here, you're certainly going to get the spirit. Fun-filled day on this 4th. And I will be happy to see you here. And when does this end? Does anybody see the end of this parade? I've been to city parades that don't go this long. This started exactly an hour and 12 minutes ago, and it's still reaching down as far as I can see. Everybody's having a good time. Yeah, it's a little bit hotter in Fernley than it is in Reno. It's about 90 degrees or approaching that right now in Fernley. And I think that's why some of these floats on the parade are spraying. There's a lot of super soakers here, folks. People came armed. A lot of spraying the crowd, too. We have another guest we're going to be talking to, local news with Greg Neft, coming up also. I'm going to rest my voice talking over truck horns. We're going to take a break and be back shortly. I'm John Potter, live in Fernley on Main Street on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1114.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
It's still going on. It's the parade that will never end here at Fernley. Happy 4th of July, y'all. John Potter broadcasting live on Main Street, Fernley. The street is drenched. I don't know. Everybody was supposed to come with a super soaker here, but it's a great idea. Hello, dear. What are you passing out? Oh, boy. No candy for me yet. What is this? Oh, it's a raffle coming up. Fernley 4th of July Committee is raffling off an entire half side of beef from Shining K Meats. Not only that, there's a deer tag drawing, and that's going to be held today. You have to be present to win.
Do you have room in your refrigerator for a side of beef?
I don't have room in my wallet. Because I was asking somebody how much that sells for. That's like $1,000 worth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2026, right?
Yeah, it would last you through 2027 if you freeze it right. Yes.
So anyway, you live here.
Yes, I do.
Greg Neft is a resident of Fernley.
Proudly.
This is your crazy town.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. These are lovely people. This is really awesome. What impressed me the most is that they're able to come together and really put on a great show. I mean, we have seen parade floats. We've seen fire trucks. We've seen more classic Corvettes than I thought would ever exist. And it's all moving over to the out-of-town park after the parade. So there's going to be a big party there. They're going to have a huge fireworks display. And yesterday, I know you weren't here, John, but they put on a little pre-show. They had a little gathering over by City Hall Plaza, and it was a lot of fun. They had a farmer's market. They had, the Boys and Girls Clubs out there. It was a lot of fun and a great time had by all.
You could go to City Hall and buy the – did you get the commemorative coin for this? Man, you go to City Hall to get it.
Yeah, I must have missed that. It was too nice tonight. I stayed outside, so.
Well, I think they gave me three. I'm going to give you one.
Oh, thank you.
All right, because they almost sold out. I think they're probably sold out by now.
Most likely, yes.
But my gosh, what a town to have commemorative coins and everything. 25 years old, that's a big deal here.
Yeah, you know what? It's really interesting to see, watch this place grow. I mean, I don't know if you were over by the open house where they had the Victory Logistics District. In a few years, that is going to be huge. That's one exit down off Nevada Pacific Parkway. And they're planning for a whole different city just above Fernley. It's going to be called New Fernley, from what I understand.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Well, they're going to have a hospital. They're actually planning for a hospital. Good. They're planning for a new school. They're planning for a new retail lifestyle center. I mean, it's going to be very big. And if you look at those plans, it's absolutely going to expand Fernley by a third. It's going to be amazing. And, of course, the data centers and the warehouses that are all down there and all that. But there's one thing that this town really needs. It's another bridge. We need another bridge over the railroad
tracks. I'll give you that.
We need one.
But I wonder what the townspeople think about this. Well, I mean, especially data centers. Oh, my gosh.
Well, so far from what I've seen, and I've been to several of their open houses. I mean, they put on a very nice spread, hamburgers and hot dogs, completely free.
Is that why you were there?
Yes, it was okay. The free lunch. But what can I work in radio. What can I say? But in any case, they've done their due diligence. There's going to be a power plant for this data center, exclusively. So they're not drawing from the power grid. They made sure of that. They're going to fund a lot of community projects. They're going to spruce up downtown. They're paying for a lot of things here. And if you're looking for some a company that's doing it right, I don't get paid by them or anything like that.
No,
but from what they say, that they're really trying hard to be good members of the community.
Well,
and the thing of it is, it's well outside of town. It's not actually in town where people live right now. So that's a good
thing. One thing that strikes me, Greg, is that everybody I've talked to seems to be a volunteer for something.
Yes.
You know, and there's a sense of real belongingness, mm-hmm. like this is my town, I'm going to pitch in, I'm going to do that. And
you can make a difference here. You can really make a difference here. You can really get involved in the community. There's so much going on here, and there's a lot of things that are going to be happening this summer. There's going to be free concerts. There's going to be, I think they call it Foundation Fridays. I think they're going to have a First Friday celebration. So there's a lot happening in Fernley, and it's really exciting to watch it go. And there goes my deer tag raffle. Oh, well. gust of wind there.
I'm a little envious of everything that's going on here.
Well, it's interesting. If you – this is a great place to live, especially if you work at Trick, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I do not know.
Dayton is a nice town and Fallon's a nice town. Why did you pick Fernley?
Well, first of all, my girlfriend lives here. So that's
that
how I got
rules.
But that's how I got introduced to it. That's how I saw this place. And really, it's one of Nevada's best kept secrets. If you're looking for a place to raise a family, to have a slow kind of lifestyle. I mean, off microphone, I was just talking to that sheriff's deputy that you interviewed, and I was telling him about some issues that we were having, and he's like, we'll take care of that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's easy to make a difference in this town and make sure that, things get taken care of. And there's a real sense of community here. If somebody, like, for example, earlier before the show started, you saw this. We had a motorcycle rider come down Main Street. What was it, 60 miles an hour or something like that?
Oh, faster than that.
Yeah, faster than that. It was not 30 seconds before Lyon County Sheriff's deputy pulled him over and, gave him a ticket, one would presume. But in any case, this is a not in my town, kind of mentality. People take care of each other. We watch out for each other. And it's a really great place to be.
And you have a good time.
Yeah, you do have a great time. Right. And they put on a heck of a party.
Well, how about some Fernley tips? Fernley restaurant.
Five Points Grill just down the street.
You like Five Points Grill?
I love it. The portions are huge. Try the gyros. The gyros, excuse me. They make their own tzatziki sauce. Who does that?
This is stuff people want to hear. That's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah. I love, La Fiesta down the street there for Mexican food. And I got to tell you, the Ranch House restaurant up by the freeway there, that's a really good burger. It really is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Inside take.
And we're getting a Wingers. Funny story. You may not know what Wingers is.
Now, that's a chain, isn't it?
That is a chain. They're huge in Salt Lake City. They've got, 20 locations in Salt Lake City alone. They're from Utah. I'm looking forward to some chicken wings from them. They're great.
I was going to guess chicken wings. Right?
Yeah, chicken wings. They have like 20 different varieties. So,
man.
Little inside tip, inside Fernley with Greg Knapp. Sorry.
What does Fernley need? What's it missing?
I'd love to get a Target here.
You want a Target?
I'd love to get a Target. I'd love to get a Smith's or a Safeway. Raley's is great. Don't get me wrong. We just need one more. We just need one more grocery store.
All right, my man. Thanks for the inside look.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Greg's getting back to putting together his local news. We have in a couple of minutes live and local here on Main Street, Fernley. Oh, gosh. Is it over? No, there's a little more to come. Okay. All right. Out of town park, I got some more details on after the parade. Now, the parade is being led by the Veterans Coalition. These classic vehicles all go to Out of Town Park, and the car show has a name. It's the Fernley Classic Cruisers Show and Sign. Shine, I'm sorry. And it's going on right now as the cars go over there and get parked. And it goes till 2 p.m. at Out of Town Park, the Fernley Classic Cruisers Show and Shine. Then the horseshoe sign up. Sign up your kids to be in the horseshoe competition at 11 a.m. DJ IQ and Brad Vinson playing music noon to 8 p.m. at Out of Town Park. The flag raising, 1 o'clock this afternoon at Out of Town Park. National anthem will be sung by Emma Holston. Then it's diving for dollars. I can't imagine. 1:30 this afternoon. And the horseshoe competition starts at 2 p.m. Also there at Out of Town Park are the Feats of Strength by Javier Torres. And that's going to be at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., apparently a free show in the free kids zone. At 2:30 p.m., man, they thought of everything. Watermelon eating contest at 2:30 p.m. at Out of Town Park. Raffle drawings then at 4:30. Buy your tickets and try to win some great prizes. The drawings held at 4:30. The Greased Pig contest, guns versus hoses, the deputies versus firefighters contest, 5 p.m. at Out of Town Park. Live music by Whitewater starts at 8 p.m. and it goes till midnight. There's going to be dancing in the park to that. Fireworks. Yes, sir. Fireworks at dusk. The national anthem sung by Regina Brush, the longest living resident in Fernley. I think she won the contest. They were looking for the winner of who has lived in Fernley the longest. And they also held a Miss Fernley pageant. I believe that was yesterday. I tell you what, it doesn't have to be the 4th of July for you to come here and just have a great time in Fernley. All right, I've finally run out of stuff to talk about. We're going to take a break for Fox News and live local news with Greg Neft right here on Main Street, Fernley. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time about 11:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
The Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government, and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly, for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolutions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without, and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice, by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone, for the tenure of their offices, and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices, and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people, and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution, and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them, by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures, and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here, by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation, and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. The Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776.
Well, there you have it, folks, the reading of the Declaration of Independence. You know, in every single year of our history since then, we've held the torch of liberty higher than anybody else on this earth. And how thankful are we? Greg, you're ready to say something.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, it's 250 years of the greatest freedom experiment that's ever been attempted in the world. No other country is like us. Nobody, from our elections down to the way we handle things, down to the way our, you know, our capitalistic system works. You know, we have a moment with Mike, Mike Bosma on the KKFT News at Noon, and he recently went to Australia, and he talked a little bit about just how hard it is to start a business anywhere else in the world. Here, all you need is like $5 and a shovel. You can start your own shoveling business. You can start your own raking business. You got a car, go drive for Uber, make your own money. Yeah. In other places, it's not like that.
Well, that
doesn't exist like that.
That contrast came up with all these World Cup people. Yeah. And it's not just the ranch dressing. Oh. It's the fact that our average home in America is like 1,600 square feet.
It's true.
And in Europe, it's something like 1,000.
And our homes have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Theirs do not.
No, they don't. They don't have it. You're right.
Yeah.
And they're blown away by it. And we don't see it. You know, it's like we take the sky, the beautiful sky and the beautiful mountains for granted because they're always there. Yeah. And we take this beautiful country for granted.
Yeah.
And we don't suppress. We show our, you know, our problems publicly.
Yeah.
My gosh, you just talked about bed bugs in Vegas.
That's right.
Right there.
Yeah, it's so Caesar's, no less.
We're free to do that.
Yes,
we're
not
under the casino dictatorship.
No, we are not. I mean, the casinos won't like it very much that
we talk
about it, but
we can do it. Yes. We're wide open, and we listen to, well, we don't listen to a lot of viewpoints. It's our own choice what to listen to, but they're free to say it.
It's true. You know, there was an interesting, and I mentioned this a little while back, there was an interesting, sometimes it's great to get an outsider's perspective of America, somebody from the outside looking in. This goes back, this dates a lot of things, but if you remember the album by Gordon Sinclair, who was a Canadian talk radio, The Americans, yes. Yeah. And he talked, I mean, the references, if you listen to it, the references are dated, you know, the DC-10 and all that. But listening to him talk about, you know, the way America handles itself, like we put our problems on display for all the world to see. We, you know, go rush into situations. We help people. We're friendly. We care about people. We love all the people of the world. It's like no other nation in the world. And he's, you know, listen to it, The Americans by Gordon Sinclair. And you'll really get a nice perspective of who we are and what we are as a country.
Well, I think we're a little spoiled. You know, it's like they say with kids, you give a kid everything he wants, they get spoiled. We have everything we want, and we're spoiled. it's a great a day to be so thankful. And we miss the chances to do that for the rest of the year, it seems.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, even driving. Let's talk about driving for a second. Though there's no right to drive. You have no right to drive. It is a privilege in this country. But saying that, do you know what it costs to get a driver's license in Germany? $2,000. And what is it, like 2 years of training? Now, granted, I mean, you know, they have the Autobahn there. There's no such thing as a speed limit. But still, it's easy to get. It's relatively easy to get one of the most, you know, the easiest forms of freedom of movement that you possibly have.
I know.
Get a driver's license here. It's not like that in other countries.
Well, it blows me away because I like to read Reddit a lot, and Reddit hates America.
Oh,
I mean, it's worldwide. But yet people keep trying to come here still.
That's true.
You know, Nobody's breaking down the doors to get into Germany. So there.
No. I'd rather not live in Dusseldorf or anything like that. But it is interesting. You brought up something very fascinating. You see all these Europeans coming here and discovering American food. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, oh my goodness, McDonald's is so delicious here. And I'm like, but you have McDonald's there. I mean, what's the difference? You have a Big Mac. I mean, they're there. What's the difference between a European McDonald's and an American McDonald's?
Well, okay, it's the birthplace of McDonald's, I guess. That means something. But they got no Costco there and things like that, so they're blown away by that, too.
That's true.
And look at the yards. They drive around the neighborhoods. Oh, look, they got a pool. They got a pool for the kids.
That's true. Well, everybody in Florida has a pool. It doesn't matter who you are.
All right. We're going to take a break. Thanks, Greg, for doing the news here on Main Street.
Enjoyed it.
Pinnacle of your career right there. It was fun.
It was
all
awesome.
All right. Final segment up next. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:46.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter broadcasting live Main Street. Fernley for this last segment. A lot of thinking going on, like our last discussion after the reading of the Declaration of Independence. A lot of thoughts that come to your head about this country on the 4th of July, on our 250th. We have never been perfect, but we've always been the best. And every day we take a step in that direction that the founding fathers laid out for us each day, each era and each generation. We go farther forward and we climb even yet higher on the ladder of liberty. And it has been a noble journey along the way. And you know, we got a divided country. We got people who are trying to tear down everything that's important and sacred to us. But this week, just when we needed it, right before our 250th, we got a boost. We have this whole wave of people from around the world coming to America to play in the World Cup. And what they have said about us is great, about us as a people. And they even said even better things about our country. They looked at this land with a different set of eyeballs from a different perspective. And, well, you know, that perspective kind of tells us that you and I might be, again, a little bit spoiled. We might take a lot of swell stuff for granted. But now we have all these social influencers who are literally going into a Costco and going, oh, my gosh, I just can't believe it, you know. So anyway, it's a great day to reflect and talking about those nice houses they see. I'm not even talking about the nice fancy suburbs. I'm talking about the regular working class blue collar suburbs that are kind of the backbone of America. And they look at those houses and they look at those yards and they say, oh my gosh, isn't this great? They stop off at a Waffle House. Gosh, I wish we had a Waffle House up here. And they had a taste for the first time of that ranch dressing or whatever. And they just go through the roof over it. You know, it's sort of a sweet, innocent reminder of just how blessed we are. And it's interesting. One of them did a tweet the other day. It said, if you want to hate America, watch the evening news. If you want to love America, drive through it, get out and see America, get out and see Americans. And you and I personally, and I hope you too, but I know me, I'm benefited by this outsider's perspective on our country. It is just it's just reminded me and so many others when we see stuff like this, what we have and what we've all, you know, failed to notice and take for granted. It's like when to sometimes you look at nature, you know, at our wonderful scenery, and it hits you. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's like we've been sleepwalking all this years. So the World Cup, it brought a blessing that, you know, was unanticipated, brought people who have reminded us how fortunate we are to be Americans and how much God has truly blessed our land. And we ought to hate this land less. We ought to love the land more. And we ought to be more patriotic. We ought to be more grateful. We ought to whine and complain less. You know, it's a funny thing when you give somebody something, they're not necessarily inclined to feel gratitude. And the spoiling has happened. It can happen to a people. And I think some days we might be a little bit that way. And so, anyway, thankful for the week. And next time I go to Costco or Walmart, there will be just a little bit of extra wonder and excitement in my lives and in my heart. The United States has a bad reputation in the world, and I sort of think, you know, that that the news media in America, which craps on our country, is probably replicated by the news media elsewhere in the world. You know, I am in front of a fire station. It's kind of obvious. But anyway, in the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln talked about a rebirth of liberty, and maybe at this 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, maybe we need that rebirth of liberty again. Maybe we need a rebirth of patriotism, and maybe we need to ask our kids if they actually say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. Maybe we ought to reinstill in our culture a love of country. You and I, we don't control the TV news. We don't control the classroom, and we don't control what the politicians say. We don't control the books, but we can have a say in our homes and our families, and we should not hide under a bushel the candle of our love of country. And I ought to write Hallmark cards. I really should. We need to hold on to that love of country and stand up for it. I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Anyway, should we get you your gold watch for your retirement soon?
I noticed the tears strolling down your cheek.
That was the exhaust from the fire trucks that left.
You're a nasty
so,
man.
So while you were actually in that,
yeah,
there was
in
actually,
that, yeah.
We had two fire trucks that were actually going to a call. That's,
oh, I thought they did that just because I was talking.
No.
Okay.
See, they're actually at work, John. You're having fun, so you're not
well,
at work.
Well, I'm a little paranoid. I thought it was
the
kill
man
my
white
speech.
Coach to come and take you away.
This is called filling time for a guest that didn't show up, but hey, that's fine. I guess he heard the show. So anyway, folks, it's been a pleasure. By all means, the day is not over here. We have 12 more hours of festivities here in Fernley. And now the streets are wide opening up, so you have no problem getting to the park where the car show is.
I don't know what street you're looking at, but I'm looking at 2 miles of backup.
Oh, I said clearing.
Oh, yeah.
I said clearing because these are people who came for the parade, I assume.
Or heading down to the park, the out-of-town park.
Sure.
For the car show and that.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't the car show.
No.
Okay.
No. If you stand right there between those two, yeah, and I'll signal the white car to keep going, you'll end up like me. In fact, that's very similar to what happened to me. But
you want to march down the street,
and I? Yeah, roll down the street in my wheelchair.
Yeah.
I hit a bump and I do Superman out. Oh, another unit going out.
All right, take care, sir. Oh, he came that close. All right.
Hey, he's an engineer. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, I love this town. I really do. Greg gave some good tips. I love the restaurant tips.
Yeah, this. I was thinking about, avoiding the rush out and getting something nearby and leaving my car parked where it's at.
Well, I see the donut shop across the street. There's a propane shop. Do you need propane? It's right over here.
No?
Okay.
I used to have a car that I drove that used propane. But
no, you didn't.
Yep.
A car that...
Well, a van. It was a van for the Reno Gazette Journal and Reno Evening Gazette and Nevada State Journal when they were separate companies.
I'm picturing... You see? See, I was about to say something, and he turned that on. Did you see that?
Yep. That little kid signaled for it to...
So, you in a van. I'm picturing long hair.
No? No, it was a Nevada State Journal van. Had no seats in it other than the driver's seat.
No seats in it.
We loaded it with newspapers at 11:30 at night and went out and delivered to the news racks.
I got a peace sign from the motorcyclist there.
Hey.
All right, very cool.
It's not the one that did the 100 miles an hour down the street.
Oh, yeah. That guy got a ticket,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't rat on him. Wasn't
no,
me.
You've only got 2,000 other people down there, witnesses that were thought he was a parade going backwards.
How many more minutes do we have to put the people through?
Well, let's see. Looking at this, I think about a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. Phil, you have anything to say? Our historian, do you have any historic facts about Fernley, Phil?
Unfortunately, I don't have them in front of me. I've got a little.
The one time.
I know. But I want to.
The one time Phil has nothing to say.
I want to take a chance to brag for a moment. You were talking earlier in the show about the 7-Up cans they had back in 1976.
Yep.
You collected all 50 and stacked them just right.
50.
You could see a picture of Uncle Sam. I have a full set of those that I collected as an 8-year-old kid. I still have them to this day. I'm very proud
of
them.
It ticks me off they aren't doing this for the 250th. Nothing. Was in the supermarket yesterday. Not one piece of this. Anyway, I'm
well,
about
you know, John, the next time we'll have a celebration will be the 300th. And that will be, you'll be 122 at that time.
I said that to somebody. I said, the 300th, it'll be better. And the guy goes, if we last that long, go buzz off. Anyway, I had a fun time here, folks. Thank you so much for putting up with us. I'll be back with you next Saturday, live and local. The Weekend on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Thank you, Phil. FM News Talk time, 11:58. Come to Fernley!